This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Jack Lepiarz in for Lisa Mullins. September 1st is fast approaching, and that date usually means moving trucks, lining and blocking Boston streets as thousands of people move into their new apartments on this pivotal day in the city's rental landscape. But so far, with COVID-19, as with all things, this September 1st might not have as many people starting leases as in the past. WBUR's Quincy Walters reports.
On a Monday evening during the last full week of August, there's an open house for a two-bedroom condo rental in Dorchester. It's $2,000 a month. Many will tell you that's a steal in this city, but it's been on the market since July, and it's still empty.
And this is probably the longest we've ever had our place on the market. It usually rents pretty quickly.
Mindy Wright owns the condo. She says in the decade she's been renting it, she usually finds a new tenant in 2 weeks.
My husband and I have just been talking about, like, do we take in, like, a tenant that's, like, less competitive as far as, like, their application? Do we make some decisions around, like, a lower credit score or, like, references that maybe are not as glowing just to get somebody in?
Wright says the condo could be ideal for someone going to nearby UMass Boston, but the school is relying more on online classes this fall. That's also the case at other local colleges and universities, which means there are fewer students looking across the city, according to economist Joshua Clark with Zillow.
We have a whole new situation right now where the city of Boston, the metro area, is usually getting ready right now for a flood of students to come on down to town and take up a huge amount of the demand and eat up a lot of the supply that we see around the city.
A smaller influx of students isn't the only variable affecting rental demand. There's also increased unemployment. Clark says rent prices are starting to reflect this.
Right now, if you are making money in Boston, if you're a lucky person who's been able to keep their job, and I know that's less common these days than normal, but right now is a great time to find deals. The amount of promotions available are very great.
Clark says Zillow doesn't monitor vacancy rates, and the city of Boston doesn't yet have data that would shed light on what this September 1st will look like. But Clark says there are price declines, something that hasn't happened since Zillow started monitoring Boston rent prices in 2014. And landlords are offering other incentives, like new tenants not having to pay rent for 3 months.
Extra little add-ons that are really reflecting higher vacancy rates than normal.
But Clark notes Boston is still one of the most expensive rental markets in the country. There could be another factor lowering demand this year: fewer people getting kicked out of their apartments. Housing rights advocates in Boston say the months leading up to September 1st are when some landlords usually try to get rid of non-paying tenants to make way for college students.
In a normal year, April, May, June, July, August, those months in the housing justice movement are often referred to as eviction season.
Helen Matthews is with City Life Vita Urbana, a grassroots organization that advocates for housing rights. She says this year, eviction season is on hold because of the statewide moratorium on evictions. But Matthews says that doesn't put people at ease. A recent census survey indicates 1 in 3 Massachusetts renters are unable to pay their rent. Rent debt accrues. And Matthews says that fear is higher for renters of color.
1 in every 2 Black renters in Boston said that they had little to no confidence that they could pay their rent for August. 39% of Latinx renters surveyed said that they had little to no confidence in paying rent in August.
She says when the eviction moratorium ends in October, Boston and the state could have an eviction crisis. There's a bill in the state legislature that seeks to stabilize housing in Boston post-COVID. Until then, Bostonians are looking at an unfamiliar rental landscape. Back at the open house in Dorchester, the landlord Mindy Wright says now that it seems no one will move in by September 1st, her fingers are crossed that someone might move in September 15th. She thinks she and her family can go with it vacant for maybe 6 months. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Quincy Walters.